Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, it is Al Martin, your host of WKAR's Current Sports. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of what is your Wednesday afternoon. It is May 12th, 2021, as we truck along here and just inch closer and closer to some consistently beautiful weather here in the spring and soon to be summer. I hope you guys are well out there. And man, it feels good to talk to you guys. I just want to give you guys a heads up, though. I will be away from the mic starting tomorrow, the 13th to the 20th. So just for a week, and we'll have best of shows to roll in. I'm going to take some time to recharge a bit. I'll actually be going down to Florida for the first time in over a year since the pandemic hit, for the first time since Christmas of 2019, I'll be heading down to Florida to visit my mom, my stepdad, and my little sister. So I'm very excited for it, you know, finally fully vaxxed, feeling healthy. Our nation is definitely healing, and still in the midst of the pandemic, though, but we are healing and getting better, I must say. So I feel more comfortable of traveling, especially with, you know, both doses of the vaccine. So yeah, man. So just give you guys a heads up on that. Want to let you guys know that right off the rip. But on today's Current Sports, as we as I usher you into this week hiatus for me, I got to address a few things because there's a lot of different things happening in the world of local sports and beyond that really have everybody's heads turning. And, you know, one of the storylines out there for a lot of different Detroit Lions fans that really sparked up some chatter in the barbershop was the new contract for Detroit Lions center Frank Ragnow. And this contract makes Ragnow the highest paid center in the NFL. He signed a 4-year extension with the Honolulu Blue. You'll get the chance to hear what Frank had to say about this new contract. He was very, very emotional, as you can imagine, when you become the highest paid positional player, you know, the highest paid player at your position in the league, in the entire league. I mean, that's a major, major thing. All right. And you're going to get my thoughts on that contract extension. I'm going to break down why the Detroit Lions decided to make that move. All right. So we're going to get to that. Also, I want to talk NBA seedings, because, I mean, right now we're looking at the final stretch of the NBA year and this play-in tournament, which I love. I love the play-in tournament because, again, it's making what is usually, you know, in the final week or two of the NBA season, what is usually a bore because you probably only have, I don't know, you know, maybe two teams competing for that eighth and final spot. But, you know, things are pretty much set in stone. A lot of NBA stars are resting. Not anymore. With the adaptation of the play-in tournament, you know, I've been highlighting this. This play-in tournament has really forced a lot of teams to look at things and say, look, man, we can't afford to put our fate at chance in a play-in one-game elimination tournament to figure out, you know, who's going to be those final two seeds in each respective conference. We want to earn one of the top six seeds so that we can just kind of chillax. And this play-in tournament has allowed us to really enjoy some entertaining basketball in what is normally a very boring portion of the NBA calendar. So I love it. I'm going to give you guys an update on what's happening with the play-in tournament standings and which two teams will fill out seeds 7 and 8 in both the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference in the association. You'll get my thoughts on that. But first, I told you so. I knew this was coming. Oh, boy. And it felt good to read it flash across my phone, at least. But this brother was one of the three players that I had on my list earlier this week, warning you guys that they were possibilities of landing in East Lansing and playing for Mel Tucker. All right. But a defensive back, Ronald Williams, he announced via Twitter on Tuesday that he has committed to play for the Spartans. And, you know, Ronald Williams, he played last season at Alabama after spending 2 years at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, where the former high school quarterback just blossomed into a National Junior College Athletic Association All-American at corner. And as a sophomore, became a four-star prospect. Very good player, but he was one of those players that I said, you know, he's got some interest in Michigan State. Michigan State has a glaring need defensively with all of the turnover. When you compare last season to, you know, the current roster now, they need some good DBs. And I mentioned Ronald Williams as being one of those players that they would go after. So there it is. You know, Mel Tucker actually on Tuesday, he was on a local sports talk show and said that the Spartans expect to have upwards of 33 new scholarship players on the roster when they start fall camp. Let me just repeat that again to show you how big of a game changer that the transfer portal has become, and to show you how mobility has really just gone to another level in the world of college sports. I mean, folks, we're talking about, again, 33 new scholarship players for Michigan State football come next season. That's a lot. That's a lot, folks. So, you know, and again, snagging Williams, that's a big get, I believe. You know, at Hutchinson in 2019, Williams had 31 tackles, 3 picks, 5 pass breakups, rated the number 12 overall JUCO player, and number 3 corner in 2020. He was part of the 2017 graduating class where he threw for, what, in high school, what, like 1,800 yards, a little over 1,800 yards, 21 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. He ran for 757 yards, 9 touchdowns, before shifting to corner at Hutchinson. But this is awesome, man. You know, there were rumblings online that I kept reading about, you know, Williams having a good relationship with Mel Tucker and wanting to test those waters a bit. So once I read that, I was convinced that, okay, yeah, this young man, he wants to play at Michigan State. I just had a feeling. That was a gut feeling for me. Again, he was one of my three players to keep an eye on. So, and also there's a tie there as well. I didn't know this until he committed, and I saw this write-up, but Tucker was a defensive backs coach on Alabama's 2015 national title team. I knew that, but you know, he also coached at LSU in 2000 under Saban, who was a former Michigan State's head coach from 95 to 99. So there's that personal tie there to Mel Tucker being a defensive backs coach for Alabama in that relationship with Nick Saban. So I'm sure that there were some conversations had there that landed to Tucker landing Williams. And now Williams is the fourth transfer addition to the defensive backfield from a Power 5 school. You know, that tells me already that Mel knows this is a need and he is trying to attack it and get it shored up as best as he can before the start of next season. Michigan State already landed Kari Crump from Arizona, Chester Kimbrough from Florida, and Marquis Lowry Jr. from Louisville. So Tucker also brought in D2 transfer Kendall Brooks from North Greenville and also D3 walk-on transfer Spencer Rowland from Wheaton College. So and Tucker signed 19 high school players in his first recruiting class. Four of those enrolled in January. Three more, those being corner Chuck Brantley from Florida, safety A.J. Kirk from Ohio, and offensive lineman Kevin Wingington II from New Jersey. Those three are expected to arrive next week for the first session of summer semester classes, with the rest of the freshmen arriving later on this summer. So, you know, but the total dropped to 18 after Tucker cut ties with corner Stephon Johnson on April 30th, and that was 2 days after the recruit's arrest for extortion, directing or promoting sexual performance by a child in North Point, Florida. A very, very disturbing story. And yeah, you can imagine why Tucker decided to cut ties there. The school made that announcement in a statement back in late April that they were going to cut ties with Johnson, saying that, quote, he will not be a member of the Spartan program. So just an update there. But, you know, Michigan State pushing forward here, adding Ronald Williams. I mean, any time that you can land a former Alabama recruit, that's major, because we know that Alabama is the premier college football program in the nation. And I really believe that those ties to Alabama and that relationship that Tucker has with Nick Saban is going to continue to pay off for Michigan State football. So that's awesome stuff. But your thoughts on where this team sits roster-wise? I'm curious to get your thoughts on that. Your thoughts on the addition of Ronald Williams? Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You leave a voicemail at that number. We will roll it in right here on WKAR's Current Sports. You can also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment anywhere there. And you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR, or you can tweet the show at WKAR News. All right. So I also want to let you guys know, before I give you my thoughts on the NBA play-in tournament scenarios here, and I'll give you the two teams that I believe are going to make it as the final two seeds, you know, seed 7 and 8 in the NBA's Western Conference and seed 7 and 8 in the NBA's Eastern Conference. I want to let you guys know that, you know, if you don't know, now you know, the semester has come to an end for Michigan State students everywhere. And we just wrapped up, man, I believe it was year year six when it comes to our partnership here at Current Sports with the Journalism 418 class taught by journalism legend Joanne Gerstner. And, you know, we've had a lot of students come through this class who have contributed on Current Sports, a lot of students who have gone on to do and continue to do amazing things in the sports journalism world. And I want to let you guys know that you know, little by little, I'm getting up the final batch of stories from this latest amazing group who just wrapped up the Journalism 418 class just last week, because we had graduations for students, you know, last week. And it was just awesome just to see, you know, instead of virtual graduations, some in-person graduations. I know our very own, you know, Scott Pohl, Jody Knoll, and Jamie Paisley, they were reading many, many names throughout last week. And they were doing it outside. You know, a lot of graduation ceremonies at Michigan State University were held outdoors. You know, the weather held up great. And, you know, to stay safe, you know, everybody still had on a mask and everybody was socially distanced, but doing it outside is just safer. So with that being said, again, I want to let you guys know that we have some new entertaining content on our website right now. If you head to WKAR.org, go over to the radio tab at the top of the page, scroll down to Current Sports and click Current Sports. You will see some new stories that are intriguing on a lot of different levels. For example, Jared Ramsey, one of our student reporters from Journalism 418, he did a great profile on Amber Reinstein, who is the dietitian, performance dietitian for the Michigan State football team. It is so insightful to read about, you know, how Amber puts together her nutritional plans and how the team looks at her as basically the team mom. All right. So check out that feature. Also, Taylor Gattoni, Current Sports beat reporter, has a very, very fun video, a video profile on a Michigan State grad by the name of Drew Davis, who shares his story playing the famed Michigan State mascot, Sparty. How about that? Yeah, because, you know, if you're a student and you are one of the very few fortunate chosen people to hop into the Sparty, you know, mascot costume and be Sparty throughout your time as a student, you have to keep that a secret, like 007. You can't tell anybody. And you can only reveal your identity that you were Sparty throughout your college career after you graduate. So MSU grad Drew Davis was one of those fortunate individuals, and he opened up to our very own Taylor Gattoni and told his story. And I may even run that story tomorrow on our airwaves. It's so, so fun and entertaining. So we got that up. We got Jaina Bardal, who does a feature on Lansing Common FC preparing for its inaugural soccer season. So you want to check out that. We've got a profile done by Aiden Champion on Okemos Middle School basketball phenom Trevor Smith. That very, very good piece, and you get some insight into Trevor and how he has evolved as one of the best young prospects in this state on the hardwood. So you want to check that out. We've got a profile from Trent Bailey on athletes in action at Michigan State, which is a student group with a foundation on, you know, student athletes coming together and discussing their respective faith. I love that. And also, we've got a profile on Nicholas Mueller, Michigan State hockey player, from our very own Kyle Hattie. So a lot of different content right there on our website at WKAR.org. Go there. You can read, watch, and listen to all of the latest content from our Current Sports beat reporters. They did a fantastic job this semester. We had something like 12, 15 students, something like that, that worked on us throughout this semester. virtually, right? A different year, but hey, the show must go on. And they certainly did an amazing, amazing job. All right. So what I'm going to do right now, I want to hit our first break. When we come back, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the NBA play-in tournament and, you know, what it's looking like right now in both conferences, who will be those top eight teams in both conferences. So I'm going to get to that. And again, as promised, you are going to get to hear what Detroit Lions center Frank Ragnow had to say after becoming the highest paid center in the entire league. That and more. You are listening to the Wednesday Hump Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And this NBA play-in is becoming very intriguing by the day, isn't it? This play-in tournament is so fun. I really hope they keep it around and don't listen to the big voice in the league that is LeBron James, who hates the play-in tournament. Why? Well, because his team is clawing and scrapping not to be in the play-in tournament. He praised it a year ago. I won't go on that rant again. But the Los Angeles Lakers finding themselves in this very unfamiliar position as the final days of the regular season dwindle down here. The LA Lakers put themselves in a really good position last night after, without LeBron James, by the way, after they beat the New York Knickerbockers last night. And, you know, Anthony Davis was huge. I mean, it was just a wild, wild game. And, you know, the Knicks and the Lakers, I mean, first off, can we just step back just a little bit and appreciate just how good both of these teams are right now? I mean, because those are two of the premier basketball franchises in NBA history, and they haven't been good at least the last, you know, for the last, with the exception of the Lakers this past season winning the NBA championship and before LeBron got there. I mean, we're talking about like a 10-year drought for the Lakers, something like that. Maybe a little more than that, you know, since the Kobe Bryant days for sure. And for the Knicks, I mean, my goodness. You got to go all the way back to the 90s to really start talking about them being relevant in the conversation as being legit contenders for a possible NBA title. But it's been a long time. It's been a long time since both of these franchises at the same time were good. And we're seeing that right now. And shout out to Julius Randle. First off, I want to give him a big shout out because Julius Randle has taken his game to another level, and he has become the guy for the New York Knicks, and it's really awesome to see him just mature and blossom. So anyway, great game last night. The Lakers win without LeBron James, who is still battling that lower leg injury. So, you know, they're eyeing that playoff positioning, you know, with LeBron getting healthier and healthier. Meanwhile, teams like the Golden State Warriors, the Washington Wizards, you know, they find themselves playing their best basketball at the close of the season. Stars like Stephen Curry, Bradley Beal, how about Russell Westbrook, who I also want to give a big shout out to and congratulate Russ on becoming the NBA's all-time leading triple-double getter. It's amazing. Amazing. Passing up, of course, the big O, the great Oscar Robertson. So, you know, the race is becoming fun to watch. You know, in what seeds could the Lakers and Miami Heat, you know, last year's NBA finalists find themselves? You know, will Jason Tatum be able to shoulder the load for the Boston Celtics after losing fellow All-Star Jaylen Brown for the rest of the season with that wrist injury? You know, can young stars lead the Memphis Grizzlies and the Charlotte Hornets back to the finals? Oh, excuse me, back to the playoffs, not the finals. They won't make the finals, but the playoffs for the first time in years. I mean, there are so many questions that are fun to debate about right now in the NBA. And again, this play-in scenario has just added a little cherry on top of all those conversations. So, you know, if I had to, you know, answer the question right now, who would be my picks to make it out of the East? I'll start with the East. Out of the East to make the play-in? Well, I tell you what, I'm going with Boston and Washington. Those are the two teams I'm going with. I think, this, you know, the Celtics, when looking at the Celtics right now, they are 5-5 this year when Jaylen Brown doesn't play. I think they should have enough firepower to get by the Hornets. And let's see here. It helps. You know, it helps when you have Jason Tatum on your team. You know, if you didn't believe that he is a superstar in the league last season, well, he is showing you this season that he is a bona fide superstar. And he's got a lot of similarities to Kobe, doesn't he? You know, there's this video online. I don't know if you remember that video between some video that a fan put together of Kobe Bryant mimicking the moves of Michael Jordan and them basically seeming to be twins out in the basketball court. That's who Kobe patented his game after. And by the way, this weekend, you know, on a side note, I don't mean to divert, but the NBA Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Michael Jordan will be inducting the late, great Kobe Bean Bryant. But you guys remember that video, right? Well, there is one that has been released of Jason Tatum doing the same thing, this time, though, mimicking the moves of Kobe Bryant. Very eerie when you look at those kind of videos. But Jason Tatum is a superstar, and I think he's going to find a way to get the Celtics in. As for the Wizards, you know, the play-in works. You know, isn't this what it was designed for, right? You know, give a team that comes on strong at the end of the season, overcoming injuries or COVID-19, giving that team a chance. So I'm sorry, Hornets fans, I got to go with Washington here. Those are my two teams I believe are going to be the final two seeds in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Really like them. So, yeah, Celtics and Wizards. All right, the West. Well, oh boy, this is going to be interesting. I'm going to say the Portland Trail Blazers and the Golden State Warriors. Those are my two teams who are going to round out the final two seeds in the West. You know, I think the Lakers, in beating the Knicks in overtime without LeBron last night, that has put them in pretty good shape to win out, which will allow them to knock the Blazers into the play-in. And again, that's unless Portland wins at least twice against a difficult remaining schedule. The only reason I'm going this route is because it's just a difficult remaining schedule for Portland. When you really look at it, I mean, you're looking at Utah, at Phoenix, so two tough road games there. I mean, Utah, top team in the West. You know, Phoenix, great, great squad there. How about Chris Paul and Devin Booker this season? And then you'll finish up playing at home against Denver. Those are three very tough teams in the Western Conference. So at this point, I'd lean Lakers for the sixth seed, leaving the Blazers and the Warriors as the play-in favorites. That's where I would go right now. But, you know, crazy things can happen, man. You know, never count out Dame Dalla and the Blazers. I mean, heck, the Blazers did beat the Lakers in that last meeting. I could also see Lakers and Warriors. I would not be surprised if the Lakers are in the play-in. I'll just say that. I don't believe the Lakers are going to win the NBA championship this season. I don't think they are as good of a team as they were last year. I don't think they are as deep of a team as they were last year. And then these injuries, man. You know, LeBron James, I believe LeBron James is finally showing just a bit of his age. You know, I mean, heck, a sprained ankle took this dude out for what, over a month? That's a long time, man, for a sprained ankle. So, and again, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a ploy, you know, to get as much rest at just the right time, right? Just as the playoffs are starting for him. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I just think that, you know, especially right now, last night, just looking at last night when the Lakers really needed him, you know, you're fighting for your play-in tournament lives. Don't you think if LeBron James was healthy, he would have been out there? That's what I would like to believe. So, yeah, I just think maybe right now we are finally starting to see, you know, a dent in the armor of LeBron James. I don't know. But those are my two teams that I think are going to get in both respective conferences there. Again, Trailblazers, Warriors. I think the Lakers find a way to close out the season strong. Big win last night against the Knicks, and they'll be that sixth seed. And then in the East, I'm going Boston and Washington. Sorry, Miles Bridges and the Hornets. All right? And Miles Bridges, who's had a very, very good season. All right, right now, let's talk Detroit Lions. And I want you to hear from Frank Ragnow, who has now become the highest paid center in all of the National Football League. He spoke with the media to talk about this amazing accomplishment this week. And the Lions, in giving Ragnow this contract extension, this tells everybody that they are serious about building one of the NFL's best offensive lines and keeping it for years to come. Four-year contract. The NFL Network reported that the deal is worth $13.5 million per season. And it also includes $42 million in guarantees. And we all know that the Lions took Oregon offensive tackle Penei Sewell with the seventh pick of last week's draft. And, you know, general manager Brad Holmes, you know, he said that he wants to build a beast up front. So Sewell, considered one of the top offensive line prospects to come out of college in recent years, joining Ragnow, you got left tackle Taylor Decker, you got left guard Jonah Jackson. Folks, that is a beastly offensive line. And looking at Decker, 27 years old, he signed through 2024. Ragnow, with this four-year contract extension, he signed through 2026, 25 years old. Sewell, he's a baby, age 20, rookie contract through 2024 with an option for 2025. And then Jonah Jackson, he's 24 years old. He signed through 2023. So, at least up until 2023, the Detroit Lions have one of the best offensive lines in the league. That's awesome stuff. And you're going to need it, man. You're going to need it, especially, you know, Jared Goff. He's not that Super Bowl quarterback that we saw back in the day. He's going to need all the protection in the world because, again, he's not really throwing to any superstar wide receivers this upcoming year. And you need to open up some kind of run game for whoever you have in the backfield. This offensive line allows you a lot of time and hopefully cleans up what will be a ton of mistakes at other positional areas offensively for the Detroit Lions. So here is what Frank Ragnow had to say about this major, major contract extension, again, which makes him the highest paid center in the National Football League.
This is, I don't think it's ever really hit me until right now. Just a lot of people to think, and I'm just so very grateful for this, to get this deal done. And Detroit Lions fans, my teammates, Coach Davidson, Coach Fraley, Billy Yates, Coach Patricia, Bob Quinn for believing in me, Coach Bielema, Coach Pittman, Coach Anderson, my high school coaches, Coach Omang, Coach Rosberg, Coach Bailey, Coach Coonan, Coach Toflin, my fiance, Lucy, my brothers and sisters, my whole family, man. I'm very grateful today, and I'm very proud to be a Detroit Lion. I'm very excited we got this done. It's a dream come true, and I just wanted to start off by thanking everybody in it. And there's so many more people, and a lot of people usually say there's so many people I could thank, but I really want to go on and on right now. There's a lot of people that I'm so grateful for, and I appreciate it. But I'm ready for questions.
All right, Tim, start us off.
Hey, Frank, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, how important was this for you just to get done, just to kind of cement your future here? And you look with all the pieces that you've got with Taylor and the drafting of Penne and Jonah. Now you've got young, talented guys under contract for years to come. Was it important for you to get that done to kind of cement that offensive line for years to come and your excitement level with what you guys have there and how young you are?
No, I definitely wasn't stressing over it, right? Because I knew I hate to go back to my dad, but ever since my dad passed, I've kind of just taken everything day by day. And I knew I was under contract for 2 more years, so I kind of just live in the moment, man. But now looking forward to it, yes, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. Decker has become one of my better friends. Jonah, Tyrell, everybody in that room. Penne, get to add Penne to the room. Skipper, everybody, Matt Nelson. It goes on and on. And just to have that room of guys with Hank and now bringing in some new coaches and everything, and there's just a lot of excitement about all of that for sure.
Corey Woods.
Congratulations on your extension, Frank. So regarding Penne, you just brought him up. What were your thoughts about, you know, the Lions taking Penne? Have you ever spoken to him yet?
Yeah, we actually are part of the same agency, so I think I found out before you guys, honestly, but I was pretty pumped. My agent speaks very highly of him as a person and of his family, and his story is just incredible. I mean, I haven't really watched any of his tape or anything, but what everybody says is he's quite the talent. So I'm excited to get to work with him. I know he's a great guy, and that's what's most important to me, and I'm just excited to get work with him. I mean, he's only 20, which is nuts. So it's exciting. It's definitely exciting to get him in the building.
And if I could follow up, Jared Goff is now going to be your new quarterback. What conversations have you guys had about what you're going to put out on the field and expectations for the upcoming season?
Right now, we don't have those kind of conversations. Our conversations right now are more just about learning the playbook, getting familiar with each other, kind of planning out the install and what we think about this and what we think about that, and learning that playbook and really diving into Coach Lynn's playbook.
Justin Rogers.
Frank, good to see you, and congratulations.
Thanks, Justin.
We know what your father's meant to you. We've talked about it one-on-one in groups when you were drafted, but, you know, you just got choked up once again there in your opening comments, and you know, said it just hit you. And I just wonder if you could just elaborate a little bit more about why that's resonating particularly with you today.
I don't know. When you sign a contract like this, it's kind of hard to digest that amount of money, right? Like, and I don't know. It just must have hit me today. But I mean, me and my dad and my mom, we've kind of planned this, you know, if that makes sense. This has always kind of been the goal since day one. I was at my mom's house yesterday, and we were going through some of our school project, one of my school projects from middle school. And it was either middle school or elementary school. It's the first time I started writing in cursive, whatever age that was. Hopefully it was elementary school, not middle school, for anybody judging me. But I had wrote that my goal was to make it to the NFL and be able to take care of my parents. And they're just, my dad is, and my mom are just my people, you know, and I'm very grateful for them. And, you know, my dad's not here, but I'm very excited to take care of my mom. Cause I had an amazing childhood, man. And, I'm just so proud of the way I was raised and how I was raised and my upbringing, and to to be able to give back to my mom. I wish I could give back to my dad and, you know, go fishing with him and everything, but to be able to give back to my mom and my family means the world.
And we know what your family means to you. We know your other great passion is the outdoors. Was watching some dudes in Florida hauling in some big ass groupers this week. You have obviously upgraded your equipment quite a bit over the years. You got some a lot nicer. We've come a long way since those college videos. What does this contract? What does this type of money allow you to invest in that passion beyond football?
I'm excited, man. You know, but there's gotta be part of me that kind of sticks to my. I think there's a who knows. Maybe you guys probably don't think this, but I think there's a unique perspective that it's me doing all the filming, doing the GoPros and whatnot. But I definitely need to upgrade. You see that I've got some people to help me edit, and that has definitely took my game to another level. But it's exciting. I'm excited to take GMO global. We'll go global. Let's go with that.
Thanks, Frank.
Eric Woodyard.
What's up, Frank? How you doing? Eric Woodyard from ESPN.
Hey, Eric.
Congratulations on the new deal.
Thanks, man.
You talking about it's hard to digest that amount of money for you, man. When you're, you know, getting paid that amount, one of the top at your position. How much does that motivate you moving forward? How do you keep that hunger? How do you continue to stay true to the principles that got you here when you paid, man?
No doubt. Yeah, there's definitely, I guess you could say, a pressure that comes with it. But I think one thing that has gotten me here today is just my pride, you know, the pride in the name. And that's kind of been like there's a lot of outside sources that can put pressure on you. But I don't think it's ever going to be more than the pressure I put on myself. I take so much pride in what I produce with my name, whether it's how I interact with you guys, how I interact with people around the building, or how I play, you know. And I just want to be able to keep climbing. I don't think I have to do anything different, right? I just have to keep on the steady progression. I think there's a lot of improvement I can still make, which is exciting for me and hopefully for Lions fans. But I just have to keep on my steady progression and keep working hard and keep doing what I know works and keep climbing, you know.
Dave Burkett.
Hey, Frank. Congratulations on the deal.
Thanks, Dave.
A lot of people happy for you.
Appreciate it.
Just one other thing on your father. What would he say to you today? What would his message be to you, you know, if he was here to you know, enjoy this with you?
You know, I was texting some of my dad's buddies. They said they were all crying, you know, and my one dad's buddy, Toby Saxon, he said he'd be doing cartwheels. He said he had a pretty mad cartwheel, but he'd probably be calling me a schmo for crying on national media or whatever. And but, you know, he used to always say this thing. He's like, I'm just going to keep putting pizzas in the oven, and then one day you'll buy me a helicopter. So I'm sure he'll be saying something like that. But he'd be ecstatic. My mom and my brothers and sisters even would give him crap because he couldn't turn it off. You know, he would talk about me quite a bit. He had Google alerts set. So like if any of you guys wrote anything, he'd be the first to read it and he'd send me and he'd say, pretty cool sport, pretty cool champ. So he'd be telling everybody anything, anyone who wants to hear.
Sure. You can go take a helicopter ride for him when all this is done.
Yeah, we'll see.
What does it mean to you to be, you know, you are a foundational piece of this thing, you know, one of the first, I guess, of what Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell want to build. So what does it mean? What does it say about doing things the right way or, you know, both that you did them and that this organization wants to reward people who did them the right way to make them a foundational part of this rebuild?
It's exciting, man. It's just so awesome. I'm sure you guys have heard from multiple people talking to the media within this past spring or whatnot, that there's just like a new energy, but it's real. It just feels right. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's exciting. And for them to believe in me, it's something I'll forever be grateful for. And I'm just excited to get with Coach Campbell, get with Brad, get with Anthony Lynn, get with Coach Fraley, get with all my teammates and do great things for the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan. I just can't say, I guess, any other word besides exciting because there's a lot of optimism between, I think, both the players, coaches, ownership, and hopefully fans as well. So it's very exciting.
Thank you, Frank. Congrats again.
Thanks.
All right, we'll do four more, starting with Kyle.
Hey, Frank. Okay. Just echoing everyone, congrats on the deal.
Thanks,
and real happy for you and your family. I know you've been asked about your dad. I kind of wanted to ask about your mom. I remember when you made the Pro Bowl, you said, you know, that it was so frustrating for you not to be able to talk to her and tell her the news and celebrate with her like that. So I'm guessing, could you walk us through like when you knew this deal was going to happen and how you were able to tell your mom and what that conversation was like and the celebrations with her and your family?
So the deal has been in work for a few months now, I guess. And I guess I knew it was getting close these past couple weeks. And then this week, it was actually whatever. What day is it today? It was late Wednesday night. And my agent had called me, and he kind of told me that I think we're almost there. And then we kind of went through everything and agreed to it. And then my fiance called my mom over to the house, and she brought cookie dough and made cookies. And, you know, she's probably mad at me because I'm crying right now. And but, like, at the moment, we were just all just like, my brother was watching the Minnesota Timberwolves getting mad at them, and we were just sitting there kind of taking in the night. It's a pretty normal night. It just hadn't hit us, right? Like, we're just normal people, and it's kind of a hard thing to digest. And then right after they left, I texted my family text message, and I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I don't even know how to react about this. So we're all still kind of digesting. I mean, I'm sure I'll go home and cry now, especially with it being Mother's Day. But it was very uneventful, if that makes sense. It's just like, it's hard to even fathom, right? It's just crazy.
I know you were posting some stuff on social media from a fishing trip. Were you on the trip when you knew this was going down? Did you come back early or anything because of the stuff that was happening with the contract, or did those now?
The videos that I had just released were from earlier this spring, so I was just releasing them. But I actually was planning to drive to the UP yesterday. Had to delay that, but that's the first thing I'm doing. I'm going to the UP and going to go try to smash my personal best smallmouth to celebrate, then get home in time for Mother's Day.
Right on. Thanks, Frank.
Yep.
Mike O'Hara?
Yeah, Frank, congratulations.
Thank you.
Again. You know, we heard how tight the offensive line is as a unit, probably the most tightest on the team. I wonder what it means to you that, from that regard, when people are now saying that the Detroit Lions offensive line is one of the top four or five in the league, and you're a part of that. What does that mean to you that, as a group, you guys are starting to get that kind of...
Yeah, it's cool. It's definitely cool, but, I mean, we haven't done anything yet, right? It's a whole new year. It's definitely, I guess you could say, definitely exciting, and makes the process and the grind more exciting because you know that there is that potential. But we got a lot of work to do, right? We got to get to know each other. We got to keep working on this new offense, new scheme, new calls, a lot of new players around us, and just keep climbing and pushing each other to get to be the best we can be, for sure.
All right, again, Frank Ragnow speaking to the media after the announcement, after it was finalized that he would become the highest paid center in the NFL, a 4-year contract extension with the Detroit Lions. Must be nice, right? awesome move, though. I think this was the right move for the Detroit Lions, and this offensive line is going to be special. All right, listen, our final break. When we come back, I'll put a bow on this Wednesday hump day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Again, folks, you know, as we close out the show today, I want to let you guys know that I will be taking some time off, recharging a bit, seeing my mom down in Florida for the first time in, you know, over a year. I'm looking forward to it, but, you know, I'll be back the end of the week, next week on Friday. But we'll have some best of shows for you. The Current Sports train won't stop. A good time for you to catch up on any of the dialogue, any of the fantastic guests we've had on recently or back way back in the day. You can still tune in that way and enjoy some of those shows. So until next week, though, for a fresh Current Sports, I'll see you. And I want you all to continue to be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.